You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. Images captured by photographer Ernest Lowe tell the story of Central Valley farm workers and the activists who fought for improved conditions in the 1960s. Last year, UC Merced hosted an exhibition of some of those photographs and now has acquired the complete collection, which the university has made available free to the public online. To discuss the historical significance of the collection, I spoke with UC Merced's Mario Cifuentes, director of the Center for the Humanities and associate professor of history, as well as Emily Lin, head of digital curation and scholarship. So I'll be honest, leading up to this conversation, I, opened up the collection to take a look at it and figured I'd spend a couple minutes. The next thing I knew, hours had passed. I was absolutely riveted. And for me, it is deeply personal. You know, my family, my grandparents came to California to work in the fields. And so I grew up hearing their stories, but these images brought that history to life in such a profound way, seeing not only the people, laboring in the fields, but just also living their lives, grocery stores, classrooms, families having meals. And Emily, I'll start with you. What jumped out at you when you first encountered this collection?
I think what speaks most to me is, of course, the portraits of the people, the families, the children in particular, children sitting in the fields, people who are, it's just surviving under extraordinary circumstances. It's just, they're amazing images.
And you're absolutely right. The portraits are so compelling. And in looking at the photos, it seems like there is so much perseverance that's being expressed, but also so much joy in the face of these circumstances. Mario, can you speak to that and to what emotions you feel are emblematic in these images?
Yeah, I'm so glad that you said that. I personally am my parents were farm workers from Mexico. I wrote my first book about Mexican farm workers in the Pacific Northwest, and I'm writing one now about farm workers in the Valley. And it's always important to sort of think about not just the oppression that people suffered through and the difficult conditions that they lived through, but like you said, the joy, the humanity. And I think the word that always sticks out to me is dignity, right? Is that this work is hard, but it's dignified work. It's important work. It's feeding the country. It's feeding the world. And there's, as we're seeing, in times now with COVID-19, nothing more essential than people who put food on our plates and in our bellies. And so I think, when I look at those photos, I see the same things you see. I see dignity. I see perseverance. I see joy. I see humanity. And too oftentimes, especially when sort of mainstream media reports on the conditions of farm workers, it's sensational and it's meant to evoke pity and, very rarely, I think, compassion and empathy. And I think when you see these types of photos in this sort of daily life of farm workers in the Valley, It really brings to light the lives of people who are toiling in the fields. And to me, that's always a really important thing, both in my own work and then obviously in Ernie's work. In Ernie, when you see the compassion through his lens and you see the lives and the dignity of the men and women and children who are in his photographs. And, if you ask Ernie, he'll tell you that it's not him. It's there. It's present. He just captured it.
So Emily, following up on what Mario just said, maybe can you tell us a little bit about the photographer, about Ernest Lowe? What drew him to the subject and how did you come to acquire this collection?
I actually learned about this collection a few years ago through Mark Arax and Joel Pickford, who were working on organizing an exhibition of his photos for the Fresno Art Museum. But Ernie, he studied photography and his work really came about when he was documenting the lives of migrant farm workers as part of the staff of KPFA radio station. And so what you see is the communities that he was you know, in documenting, but also some of the activists that he captured, the organizations that he captured in terms of organizing farm workers. And Mario can speak to this more than I. But really, when we saw the pictures, we just knew that this was a really important collection for us to make sure that we saved and, if possible, we could bring online and make available to the world.
So Mario, as Emily mentioned, there, in addition to capturing day-to-day life of farm workers throughout the valley, this collection also includes some extraordinary images of leaders in the National Farm Workers Association. Tell us a little bit about that portion of the collection and some of the remarkable faces that that are included.
Yeah, I mean, his work actually sort of predates the National Farm Workers Association and the UFW. You know, he was doing a lot of documenting work of organizations well before that, like AWOC, the Agricultural Workers Organizing Committee. And one of the more dynamic organizers at the time, Maria Moreno, and, you know, he knew Maria and photographed her. And there's a new documentary out by Lori Coyle on Maria's life. But, you know, he was in the midst of all of this. He was in, you know, he was there as early as the 1950s. I know the majority of the photographs were from the 1960s, but, you know, he's there from the 50s, 60s, and 70s and documenting all of this farm worker activism that's happening, in particular in West Fresno County, in what's now the sort of Wesson's Water District. And so he does this, you know, he's been on the ground for some really, really important historical moments. And so, you know, you'll see Maria Moreno, Larry Leong, you know, Caesar and Dolores and a lot of these photos. So you see, you know, the kind of evolution of the farm worker movement happening on the ground through Ernie's eyes. And really, I think, you know, Ernie really sort of deserves a place along the other kind of photographers that we know of, like Dorothea Lange. You know, he took seminars with Dorothea Lange, he trained under her. And he was a part of a collective of photographers and documentarians at the time, including, you know, George Ballas and others. They were really on the ground in the valley doing this work that I think is incredibly historically important and hasn't gotten its sort of due. And hopefully this is the first step in placing Ernie in that kind of pantheon of you know, documentarians of the farm worker struggle.
So Emily, let us know how people can access these photos. And if you have any tips as to how you suggest people engage in the collection.
So the collection is available on Calisphere, and that's Calisphere, which is a public platform supported by the California Digital Library, which is part of the University of California system. It's freely available. If you go on Calisphere, you can search for the collection, Ernie Lowe, or you can, you know, locate it under UC Merced Libraries Collections. And it's actually organized by how Ernie organized the collection. So you'll see the series listed on the page, on the left-hand side of the page, that identifies his groupings for the photographs. So there's a series, for example, for Teveston, which was a Black Okie community that he documented. There are other series that, you know, identifies like AWOC or the NFWA, but they're based on how he grouped his work.
Mario, have you been able to connect with any of the people who are in the photos?
Yeah, and I think this is one of the great things about, you know, sort of the exhibit that we had at UC Merced was when we had the opening, a number of community members and former residents of Teveston, you know, took buses out or drove out to the campus to see the exhibit. And they were able to sort of tell us a lot about the photos that were not captured by Ernie, that weren't in the, you know, the notes on the photos. So they're able to identify people. Some, you know, people saw their siblings, and, you know, one individual was not the main subject of the photo, but he was able to say, "Hey, that's my brother. That's me in the background, sitting on the stoop there." And it was a really powerful experience, and, you know, a lot of tears and a lot of people reminiscing, and, you know, people who hadn't seen each other in a long time were there. And it was a really great experience to see that. And I think that's sort of the idea, right? The whole purpose of bringing these archives is to demonstrate to people that, like, you know, we often think of, you know, who makes history and who is a part of history. And for farm worker communities and marginalized communities to understand and see themselves as part of history, I think is a really, really important and valuable impact that this, that these kind of collections have.
I've been speaking with Emily Lynn, head of digital curation and scholarship for the UC Merced Library, and Mario Fuentes, director of the Center for the Humanities. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.